This is TV Madness with your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. And I am so excited. This is my first podcast. We're going to do this. It's exciting. We have Stephen Amell on the line, and he's a co-star on the show Hung on HBO. It's one of my favorite shows this fall, oddly enough. I wasn't in love with it the first and second season, but I'm really digging it this season. And we're going to be talking to him about that and his role as Jason, Ray's rival male escort, so to speak. But first, let's talk about some of the shows. I get asked all the time as a TV critic for the Detroit News, what are you watching? What do you like? And I like a lot of shows. I have to admit that majority of the shows I do like this fall are shows on cable. That doesn't mean that you know I'm not digging some of the broadcast shows. It just means that my favorite shows, like Boardwalk Empire and Bored to Death with Ted Danson, who's having this amazing career revival right now, just happen to be on cable. But I also like Once Upon a Time on ABC, which airs on Sundays, and Community on NBC and Parks and Recreation. In fact, the whole NBC comedy lineup, with the exception of Whitney, which just has yet to grow on me, is pretty strong, and I'm really digging that this fall, too. But back to Hung. It's really a funny show. It's set in Detroit. They filmed the show, probably about 50% of the show, in and around Metro Detroit, which is really great for my hometown. Go Detroit. And but it's a lot more, I don't know, it just feels funnier, fresher. They seem more confident in their storyline. Jane Addams is amazing, so is Lenny James. And then, of course, we have Stephen Amell, who plays the rival male escort, as we talked about. And here's a clip from the show when he and Ray officially meet.
Hey, man. Do I know you?
Don't play dumb.
I'm Ray, you're Jason. Look, I don't know what Tanya told you or Lenore told you or Mrs. It's always my birthday told you. So, I'm gonna tell you. Stay away from my clients.
I didn't know she was your client.
Don't bullshit me, you knew.
No, I'm not. I had no idea. But honestly, man, I don't think she missed you that much. No offense.
If you take one of my clients again...
I'm just trying to make him happy. I think I made your pimp happy.
And that leads us to our first guest, Stephen Amell. Stephen, do I have you here?
Oh, good to be here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. Good.
This is great. Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. You're on TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm the host, Makisha Madden-Toby, and I love you on Hung. I'm so glad you joined
the show.
Tell us about your role as Jason. What's he like?
Well, you don't know that much about Jason yet.
Right.
Have to figure out if he's sort of dull, if he's just naive,
right?
If maybe he's a little bit of a mastermind, but
I see some mastermind strands there.
It might be.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just a guy that you know was bussing tables and got taken out of that world and put into a world where he gets to have sex for a living, and I think that he thinks that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't think about it too critically beyond that.
Were you a fan of the show before you got the job? Did you watch Hung before this?
I had seen the show, yeah. I was a fan. I watched almost everything on HBO, as it sounds like you do. But I had never auditioned for any HBO projects before I had this audition, so... it was really cool as such a fan of the network to become part of the family, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a good family to be a part of, I think.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to shoot in Detroit at all? I know the show is set in Detroit and around Detroit. Did you guys do any scenes, or did you actually yourself do any scenes there, and what did you think of the city?
Yeah, actually, the scene that you just played in the intro typically would have been shot in Michigan. We were actually shooting probably like 40 minutes outside of LA, and we were all staying at a hotel, so they were able to stage that there. We shot for, I think the production shot for almost a month at the end of the season in Detroit, and I actually got a chance to shoot a couple of scenes in Birmingham, Michigan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not far.
For a couple of days. I grew up in Toronto.
Right.
I'd never actually been to Detroit proper, and I actually did get the chance to pop in there a little bit. But it's really cool going to Michigan because you get a lot of the crew,
mm-hmm.
a lot of local Michigan crew up there when you're up there, and people are excited to see you. And the show does a good job of showcasing Detroit.
I think so.
And
it's definitely a character in the show.
Cool up there.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about being from Toronto, like the difference in sort of our television and Canadian television, and you're doing a lot of, I mean, you did the show for CBS, that which is a Canadian show that sort of is shown on CBS, right? It was a Canadian show.
Flashpoint.
Right, Flashpoint. But since then, you've done the Blue Mountain State and 90210. So can you talk about the transition sort of from Canadian television to American television and what's that been like?
Yeah, sure. My career kind of breaks down. I had about 5 years. I'm very fortunate to have had almost 5 years in the business in Canada,
mm-hmm.
Working on a lot of great Canadian shows, working on some American shows that shot up in Toronto. But I got to sort of learn the tricks of the trade. And, acting on television or acting on film, you can only really learn how to operate on a set by working.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, by the time I got down here to L.A., acting-wise, I felt like I was in a better place, but also professionally, I was a professional actor,
mm-hmm.
felt like I knew what I was doing. So it's been a nice transition down here. I had 90210, like you said, and I actually did Blue Mountain State while I was still up in Canada.
Oh, wow, okay.
It shot in Montreal.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it's been great. I did Vampire Diaries and
right.
CIS LA and CIS Miami, and I just finished up an episode of New Girl, which was really
cool.
Fun.
I like that
show. And of course, Hunt. So it's been a really nice sort of year and a half. And just a little over a year since I got my first job down here. It's been really great.
That's exciting stuff. So what else can we expect from Jason? I know you can't reveal too much from the plot, but it's getting interesting. It looks like Lenore is, rubbing her hands together and coming up with more schemes, and now she's somehow involved.
Well, Jason stuck outside Lenore's control and took a job from Tanya.
Right.
In the episode that's going to be airing on the 30th, this Sunday, Jason has hell to pay if Lenore finds out. So
he can't hide. He has a mark on his face from when the cop punched him. He got punched in the face as trying to take on.
Yeah, he got punched in the face.
Right.
Jesus, my bruise. But what you're going to see in the coming weeks is the three women in Jason's life, Lenore, Tanya, and Sandy, not right. necessarily in that order.
Right.
Things are going to start to come to a head. And there's going to have to be some resolution there because I can't keep getting punched in the face.
Will he and Ray ever become friends? I mean, they have a lot in common. The women run their lives, and they seem to be sort of, the slaves to their male genitalia. Will they ever become
friends? We do have a lot of common. I think the one you're going to see in the coming weeks is, Tanya, Jane Addams' character, who, like you said, is just great on the show,
mm-hmm.
is going to come to the realization that with an expanding business and with different clients that want different things, it might make sense to bring Jason into the fold, which, would sort of eliminate the competition, sort of, between Ray's character and my character, or excuse me, Thomas's character and my character. But that would create a whole new set of problems with Lenore and dynamics between Sandy and Tanya and Sandy and Ray. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting.
Well, that's exciting stuff. Thank you so much, Stephen, for making the time to talk. This has been great, and I wish you the best. I can't wait to see what you do next.
So, all right. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm Makisha Madden-Toby. Thank you so much for hanging out with me for 10 minutes or whatever. And we'll catch you on the next podcast.